From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and Russia announced a plan to halt 5 years of war in Syria and for the two countries to cooperate on the fight against terror groups inside of Syria. After marathon negotiations with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said a nationwide ceasefire would begin Monday at sundown. The U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, was in Geneva.
It creates a real window of opportunity, which all relevant actors in the region and beyond should seize to put the crisis in Syria on a different path and reduce the violence and the suffering of the Syrian people.
De Mistura said that he would head to New York right away to confer with UN Chief Ban Ki-moon and move toward renewing the peace talks. Meantime, Foreign Minister Lavrov says he has informed the Syrian government about the ceasefire arrangements, and Bashar al-Assad's government is ready to abide by them. UN Security Council strongly condemning North Korea's most recent nuclear test and says it will start discussing new significant measures against Pyongyang. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the UN.
The Council must use every tool at its disposal to change North Korea's calculus. We know that divisions on the Council only embolden the DPRK to further provocation, so we must send a clear, united, and strong message that the international community will never accept a nuclear North Korea.
Meantime, China has started emergency measures to monitor radiation and environmental pollution from the nuclear test. This is VOA News. French authorities say they have dismantled a female terrorist cell directed by the Islamic State and planned an imminent attack in France. Lisa Bryant reports now from Paris. The prosecutor, François Molon, says the terror cell was made up of three young women, ages 39, 23, and 19.
Police arrested them on Thursday night, about 30 kilometers from Paris. They include the driver of a car loaded with tanks of gas that was discovered during the weekend parked outside Notre-Dame Cathedral.
Cinq bonbonnes de gaz.
Prosecutor Molins told reporters investigators found traces of diesel fuel on a blanket and a cigarette in the trunk. Had even one of the gas tanks caught fire, he said, the car would have been consumed by an explosion. French officials have been quoted in media reports as saying the three women, now under arrest, planned to attack the Gare de Lyon train station in Paris and another suburban station. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Prosecutor also said police found a document in the purse of one of the women pledging allegiance to the Islamic State and its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and promising an attack on French soil. Two bomb blasts outside a shopping mall in Baghdad have killed at least 12 people, wounded dozens of others. Iraqi security officials say at least one of the explosions was caused by a suicide bomber. Islamic State has been blamed for that attack. U.S. House of Representatives has passed legislation that would allow families of the victims of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks to sue the Saudi Arabian government for allegedly supporting terrorism. Ted Poe is a Republican Party representative from the state of Texas.
The legislation gives the victims' families access to the courts, to the rule of law. And we as a people should be more concerned about these victims of terror than we are about diplomatic niceties with other countries.
White House opposes that legislation because of concern it has that it could weaken U.S. ties with Saudi Arabia, expose U.S. citizens overseas to legal risk, and open the door to lawsuits against the U.S. from foreign governments. More than 1.5 million Muslims from across the globe have converged on Saudi Arabia for the annual 5-day Hajj. All able-bodied Muslims who can afford to do so are expected to take part in the Hajj at least once in their lifetimes. Iran is boycotting this year's events in part of security concerns. During last year's pilgrimage, several hundred Iranians were among at least 2,000 crushed to death in a stampede. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.